good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. This evening, spending our time in the Far East, we're going to listen to music from the Silk Road. Silk Road connected the Qin Dynasty, central China, to Rome. It was not only just the trading of precious silk, but what came after, the exchanging of thoughts, culture, and religion. Exotic music from Central and South Asia was delivered to the Chinese palace. Monks made the long and difficult journey west to get the sacred books of Buddhism. The Silk Road, a geographic miracle, was a main route for trade for 1,500 years. We'll be listening to music by the master of the diltar, Abdullah Majnun. Actually, the diltar is an instrument that he created. It literally means instrument of the heart. It combines the plucked tambour with the bowed sitar to form one double-necked instrument with 28 sympathetic metal strings. A one-of-a-kind instrument. The diltar has a sweeter tone than the sitar and an extraordinary resonance. We'll be listening to a composition he performs entitled Ushak. And then we'll follow that with the master of the pipa, Wu Man, doing a Kazakh song. But let's start off with the group A Moving Sound. From their debut American release, self-titled, we'll listen to a track called The Silk Road. And we're going to start off with a number entitled Dynasty. In Taiwan, one can see martial arts and traditional ceremonies being practiced that have existed for thousands of years in the middle of the postmodern bustle of city life, and you can sense just how far things have come, how much things have changed, and what is still to come. This song expresses the pain and intense stories that that accompany this whole legacy. This is Dynasty, A Moving Sound, as we kick off this edition of Earthbeat.
Yeah. Oh.
Music performed by Chinese pipa master Wu Man, taken from a disc on Smithsonian Folkways, Music of Central Asia, Volume 10, Borderlands, Wu Man, and Master Musicians from the Silk Road. That was a tune entitled a Kazakh song. And before that, performing on the instrument, the double-necked instrument, the diltar, its inventor, Abdullah Majnun, did Ushak, both of those, again, from Wu Man and the Master Musicians from the Silk Road album. Actually read that this past week, Wu Man had one of her very ancient pipas destroyed or broken during en route on an airplane due to mishandling on an air flight. So hopefully that can be repaired or possibly replaced. Before that, we heard a couple of tracks from the group A Moving Sound, a collaboration between vocalist Mia Say and a group of musicians led by American musician Scott Prairie. We heard Silk Road and Dynasty. Both of those are taken from the debut album here in the States, simply entitled A Moving Sound, released in 2011. You're listening to Earthbeat here on Public Radio. A playlist for the tracks you're listening to can be found on our website. Just head to krvs.org. In the second half of the program, a little bit later, we'll be treated to the Japanese percussive sounds of the Onde Koza. They performed at Festival International back in 1993 with three great performances that were just some of the finest the festival has ever presented. We'll be spotlighting that a little bit later. But first up, we have two pieces from China performed by the Beiyanigan Village Orchestra. The ensemble comprises of a central player of large drums to his right, two players of woodblocks, cymbals, gongs, and bells, along with two sets of four tuned gongs to his left, then the winds and strings, a clarinet, a viol, flute and two conical oboes are put into the mix. We're going to hear two compositions, one entitled Summer Rain, but we begin with Beautiful Flowers, the Bayangan Village Orchestra.
Thank you.
written by one of the greatest percussionists, Chinese percussionists of the 20th century, Wei Qiyuan. That was Summer Rain, preceded by Beautiful Flowers, also known as The Flower's Jealousy, another classic of the percussive repertoire of China. Performing were the Beinagan Village Orchestra. You're listening to Earthbeat here on KRVS. We're going to wrap up the program with a performance by the Japanese group known as the Onde Koza. They're a group comprised primarily of percussionists who play new arrangements of taiko music, the taiko, the drum music of Japan. It's rooted in the essence of various Japanese folk arts, including kagura. Onde Koza was formed in 1969 on Sado Island and have been living communally on the island. Young men and women previously unassociated with the Japanese traditional performing arts, they underwent rigorous physical training as marathon runners, as well as extensive technical musical practice on the giant Japanese taiko drums. The Onde Koza, the demon drummers, the large drum actually literally sounds like thunder. They performed a few times here in the States. They actually began a marathon concert tour, beginning with a performance at Carnegie Hall in New York on November 12th of 1990 and ending in a concert at that same venue in December of 1993. On the way, they performed 355 concerts, three of them right here at Lafayette for Festival International back in 1993. This is the tune that they always ended their set with, Yatai Bayashi. We'll listen to this, and a reminder that Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS are also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Again, a playlist for this and other locally produced KRVS shows can be found on our website. That's at krvs.org. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Join us again next week for more sounds from all around the world here on Earthbeat. As mentioned, we close with the Onde Koza, Japanese taiko drumming group, with Yatai Bayashi. Have a great week and join us again next week at the same time for more sounds from all around the world right here on Earthbeat.